Question 2A, $1.5 million. Question 2B, $500,000.
One of America's most notorious propagators of conspiracy theories will now have to pay up and pay up big for his lies. A jury in Texas ordered Alex Jones to pay $4 million in compensatory damages for spreading the lie that the 2012 Sandy Hook School massacre was a hoax. The sum of the money in damages is significant, but far below the $150 million families of one of the victims was asking for. On Friday, the jury will consider punitive damages. Jones' claim was that the mass shooting in Connecticut, which killed 20 elementary school children, was staged by actors to bring about stricter U.S. gun control laws. It was lapped up by his millions of followers, some of whom went on to harass and even issue death threats to the dead children's parents. Jones' lawyers argued his statements were protected by free speech, but the parents of 6-year-old Jesse Lewis, one of the children killed, argued the lies were so malicious and painful they fell outside the bounds of free speech.
It's been a long journey, and it's really, really nice to be able to turn and look at my clients and say he can't get off scot-free for this. He can't.
Under cross-examination during the 7-day trial, Jones admitted the shooting was, quote, 100% real. The verdict will almost certainly be the final blow that forces him to close what remains of his InfoWars media network, which at its peak was a hugely popular YouTube show, and even controversially had former President Donald Trump as a fan.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
You know what perjury is, right?
At one moment during the trial, lawyers for the victim's family confronted Jones with 2 years' worth of phone records and emails, some showing guilt. Jones' own lawyers, in an apparent mishap, mistakenly sent them to the opposing lawyers. It's unknown if Jones will face any sort of criminal charges moving forward, but what is very certain is that his financial ruin is now all but certain. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.